Modern Black Man Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Modern Black Man Podcast. Man, I want to talk about equality. In a relationship, when it's unilateral or one person doing everything, all the caring, all the loving, all the financing, all the satisfying, all the planning, whatever it is, it is a red flag. And you need to use this red flag to navigate the relationship world successfully. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with your partner necessarily. But in relationships, investment really matters. And if you or your partner is the only one that's maintaining your relationship and giving your relationship sanctity and the respect that it deserves, it's going to be a rocky road, to say the least. It won't be a smooth ride. There might be some good times, but there's going to be some imbalance and pain as a result of this imbalance. So if you really want to have a bigger vision and you truly desire to be successful in relationships, it has to be give as well as take. It can't just be one partner who does everything. And that doesn't mean that there's not one partner who's stronger in specific areas than the other, or it doesn't mean that the partner, a partner, isn't clearly leading, but there has to be give and take. There's so many examples of this when it's exposed. I think most of us actually see it at the end of the relationship when you're deeply emotionally, financially, physically, whatever it is, invested, and that partner can just disappear. The blink of an eye, the roll of a dice, they're gone. That's very often a part of that unilateral exchange. They're not invested. There's literally nothing anchoring them down. There's nothing keeping him in your life. The next opportunity is either just as desirable, if not more so, than your situation. If you're okay with that and the way that that feels, continue to operate normally and accordingly. But if that doesn't sit well with you, if that's not the way that you function in relationships, there has to be a change. And that change very often begins with your standard of care. Standard of care for yourself, the level of respect for your relationship. That level of observation of respect in your relationship is so important. If your partner doesn't value the union or the relationship, what the hell are you doing investing in it? Well, there's nothing there. Literally, it's just an opportunity to lose. I'll leave this overview as we enlarge our discussion of equality in relationships. I don't think that unilateral love sounds the same. I don't know if it really sounds as positive is equality, but I think a lot of us can look towards equality and we can agree that that is a virtue. So I want to keep the focus in the conversation on rising to the level of equality, a relationship where things are not unilateral, where it's not one partner holding everything together and maintaining and keeping, and it's a functioning healthy relationship when we strike equality. Like I've said before, and I'll say again, everything in my life is about relationships. Everything is driven for relationship. Judge it how you may. But coming back to my center, my foundation, and my success is respecting the people that I engage with, the people that I experience the ebbs and flows of life with, the success and failures with. If your unit is failing, your friends, your associates, your colleagues, the people that you're inviting into your projects, I guarantee that your projects are going to fail in at every level, whether you're in the seventh grade or if it's a corporate assessment, it's a corporate exam. It's failure at the utmost level, and it happens because of a breakdown in relationships. You know exactly what I mean, but we can put more words to it if you want to draw or not draw and infer what from what I said. The way that we treat people dictates the business at every level. And you can really tell people that don't have the next step thought out and how they deal with you. Whether it's somebody you see at a fast food, if you see them in traffic, it makes sense at these places, right? But when you lay with these people or you play with these people, you're dwelling with the devil. And I have one strength in this life. There's only one gift that I can rely on. And it's this, it's my knowledge. It's not how I feel, it's what I know. You can read the room, you can see people, and our flesh leaves us vulnerable to these things. Someone feels slighted on a podcast, they feel that you cut them off, they feel that you didn't showcase their best side. I'm throwing out hypotheticals. I've actually never had anybody say this to me. But you have all this criticism, and that's just what our environment is. And that's all we do is find ways to throw out superficial criticisms instead of hyper-real cynicism where we can actually build something. Like, we could have a society where our ideas could be heard, highlighted, understood, possibly dissected and added upon, hybrided, they could be added to, and we could all enjoy it. But that doesn't happen. And I'll be the first to admit that I'm one of those people. If I have an idea and it's intended to work a certain way, I want to make sure and maintain that it works a certain way. Because my communication style isn't to share everything with everyone. I don't think I'm cryptic, but you don't need to know exactly what I'm doing. That's possibly how it works because of what we're talking about right now. I don't like people enough to invite people to fuck up what it is that I'm doing. Working with me, I think, can be a pleasure, it can be a treat, but where people fail in the experiment, where they lose, is when they try to do investigation, where they try to figure out, or I don't know, maybe minimize or reduce me to something easily digestible. And that's not it. I've invested in themodernblackman.com and everything that we've created for the betterment of community, for people to be more knowledgeable and for us to carry ideas further, for sound to travel faster. It's all about engagement. I'm not upset with anything right now because I feel like we might be turning a corner in existentially. This is a great time. 24, we here, we riding. I just wanted to provide a little bit of context. What kind of nigga are you? Are you someone that's gonna hold back yourself or somebody else? Because me, I'm always going to be free. I'm going to do what I'm destined to be. I'm going to become who it is that I want to see. TheModernBlackMan.com. Follow me at Chubby Aegis Elba on all social media platforms. the YouTube channel and this content that we're creating for Spotify. Really going to highlight our journey in 2024. We're going to have more content coming soon. Balance is fully struck when all objectives are known. I'm grateful and I'm thankful, I'm blessed that I have experienced enough connections, relationships, and over, it's been 4 years, I think, since I started recording this one, I've been able to lead my home, my family, and create the life that I want, not replicate the life that I've seen. I know a lot of us experience this. After being subjected to or surrounded by less than ideal examples, when we find ourselves under fire, men and women, we fold or we replicate what we've seen. I don't think that that's a lock for a learned behavior, but I know what I'm good at, and I know what I experience, and I know how I should come across, and the way that I can put my words together, I can definitely strike that chord, and I can see that shared trauma that many of us have. Many failed relationships being seen force us to live or walk in a way that never honors the relationship. It never builds a union that's productive. It's just a reliance upon expectations. And everyone deserves more than that. Love is so incredible. Love is an experience in and of itself that transforms minds and time. Loving a woman the right way creates loving a woman the right way is righteous. Disrespecting God and not loving her is a sin. Relationships striking the appropriate balance, the ebb and flow of growth and progress, dedication and fidelity. This is all I've wanted for so long. And I pray that this is truly what I'm nurturing. This is truly what I'm building. And this is something that lasts as far as my obligation, as far as my duty, what is required of me. It's a pleasure. It is not. There is no pain in love. When there's pain, there is no love. My partnership isn't one of financial dependence or financial independence. It's consistently this balance we speak of. Knowing that everyone is human and we have different capacities and capabilities, and when we come together and we do what we're capable of doing, our ability grows individually and our capabilities grow
as a unit. And we come back and fro and we rinse, wash, repeat. We do these things so that we can continue to progress, so that we can grow and become more and more powerful in every experience. And that's truly what I'm building. The adversities that come with all relations are opportunity to get better, to progress, to love. I know that it's very recent for me having an event and feeling horrible afterwards, realizing that it is love that will solve all problems. It is love that brought us together and will heal the pain of today. Trusting and relying on love is so empowering compared to a lack of trust, a lack of foundation. And then the time that's committed to find out, love may not be what has been built. I think that's the ultimate tragedy. And I see that we find ourselves in these situations when we don't do our part. It's an insecurity. Insecurities make us do most of the things that we do. Whether they're right or wrong, it's the fragility of humanity. We're made of weak stuff. We have weak thoughts, weak reactions. When you trust someone, you love someone, they trust you, they love you, you have that unity that we can never find in the world or in life. Incredible things will always happen. Growth and progress are only possible with these things at the foundation. So never feel as if your love is something you can be insecure about. You have to be committed. And I've learned through life experience and relationships, seeing people, that Delulu love is absolutely where it's at. You can't come halfway when it comes to commitment. When you find that love, that relationship, or that situation that opens your heart, your mind, allows your spirit to reach its height, you hold on to that, you nurture that, you value that, you cultivate that with all that you can muster, all you can provide, all that you know, all that you learn, all that you find, all that you seek, and all that you have will be enough, because love itself is truth.